good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One, two, three.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks again for getting our year-round carnival preview edition of Cornwall Stakes Day. Before we have a look at that race, Vince Riccardi, All-Star Mile, what's your final thoughts race morning at Caulfield? Looks like a perfect day weather-wise.
Yeah, well, it is a perfect day. So the conundrum of where do you end up? I obviously want to be with Brightside as a betting proposition. Is it going to happen? I was just looking at some markets just in the last 30 minutes. Got to sit and wait. It may drift. It's not that far off getting the minimum price of 130.
The place, which is for you.
Yeah, the place. And really, I'm not saying it's a flip of the coin. It's Pride of Jenny or Brightside. I'm going towards Brightside only because I'm not guaranteed about what's going to happen up front, whether there's going to be the possibility of one or more runners that may attempt to add additional pressure on Pride of Jenny. This is a possibility. And if that happens, really want to be with that horse. I'm not going to have that problem. And that's the only sort of guarantee that I can give myself is that it's not going to be in that duel and Pride of Jenny might. Now, if Pride of Jenny leads on its own and no one's even going to attempt to touch it, then I might be, you know, frustrated because that's a much better price.
But hence why you're keeping the place on side, Mr. Brightside. You can't Absolutely. See a scenario logically. It's chaos theory always in racing, of course, but you can't see a logical example of why Mr. Brightside should miss a place. But you're saying if Pride of Jenny, she can win, but she could also guess out. There's probably that either-or situation.
And that's the only scenario. And the reality is the way I do things, it's a straightforward A grade bit. It's skinny, but it's business. And the reality is I've marked at 90% probability. So when I have that sort of setup, I want to be them. And Pride of Jenny sort of scores up 70 to 80%. So it's not like it scores up poorly. It's just that one factor. And it would be a 2x8 probability from a betting point of view.
Nice. All right, what's the conundrum in Sydney here? I heard the track manager this morning saying start 6, should get to 5, but that means you're sort of somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, the big conundrum is if YR is going to be on point, drizzling rain to come.
So that's the website you use for rain prediction? Yep.
And it's sort of indicating that it's going to come from late morning all the way through to the middle of the afternoon. That's the problem I have, right? Because if we've seen it before, Ralphie, if it rains, I don't know what the hell's going on there, but it turns into a disaster, worse than warnable, right?
Yep.
So it's a guard up. If that's happening, I'm not going to participate. I'm just going to hang the boots and stick to Melbourne. Right now, this isn't the case, so I am going with a plan to bet. But if that rain starts to come in, I'm not touching anything.
All right, of course, our usual explanation, please get your race speed profiles out. You've paid for them. This is your final edition. So This, what we give here is an accompaniment to it. Race one, you rarely kick off in these midways, Vince, but just for those who are having a look, most advantage, Mad Darcy, Hewan, Black Duke, Rhythmic Pulse. Anything to add?
No, not really, other than I feel it's reasonably well priced, both the 6 and the 13. But it's not a race that I want to venture into, particularly because I'm going to pay massive attention to the clock will be on to see how the data flows through straight after the race and to give me the insight on where's that ground condition straight away. And that's the main reason why I want to watch. But I do like both 6 and 13.
You've sort of downgraded your confidence by the sound of things. Anyway, of course, the race speed profile wasn't final yesterday with Y-Mark. Is that because of the ground conditions?
Well, this is the thing. I went through and did a little bit more work on the wet track indicator, the WTI, which has been turned on and visible in the final edition. What I factored in was it automatically sort of takes the S5, S6 range. But then what I did is again, just looking at the possibility that we could also be in the old school dead four, and had a look at a number of runners to see whether they would improve their profile. And what frustrated me with Winmark was, didn't matter what I looked at, we're really looking at best at 0.1. You know, like, that's not good, right?
So he's a drier the better type, is what you're
saying. It is a runner that absolutely has to have a clean ground. Now, of course, if race one comes up and I'm already seeing on the raw figures they're virtually running benchmark, then you would start to chime into this horse because it gets the gun run. And again, it's no great price, but it's a betting proposition, but not where the ground condition is right now. It's very risky.
All right. And again, you said what WTI. If you're getting this, your race speed profiles for the first time, just look at the early speed column underneath it, first section, second section, third section, then the WTI. That's your wet track indicator there if the ground is worse than expected. Race three, I suppose we're brushing it with the Castagna Drifting Fly Chateau Miraval.
Well, you have a look at that, right? With the other than Castagna, who shows some little, there is a little marking there on a profile of 3.2. This is WTI. The rest is like a complete guess, right?
Yeah.
So why would I even consider it? Now, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to gamble. I mean, I'm happy to take a calculated, educated bet, but I'm not going to just throw my money at anything.
Gatsby's been heavily supported, as we said yesterday. This is the possible Shinzo path straight into the Blue Diamond. The Gold Slipper, Freudian slip. Coleman from the Blue Diamond is second favourite. Your thoughts final race morning?
Well, there's no profile on Gatsby. It could turn out to be and might be the horse everybody wants to gun down, like a little bit like Coleman could be, right? Both these horses could come out and just explode. And if that happens, fantastic, right? But in terms of considering money, nah, not a chance. I wouldn't back either of them.
You often say you can get $1.30 or sometimes even a bit better in a seven horse race, even with a tight price. Are you looking to play with Lindemann versus Just Fine?
So my frustration is this. Lindemann does meet the criteria, even if the track condition can stay in that S5, I'm calling it D4 range, even S6, right? The question is, what do you do with Just Fine? If Just Fine and you're confident that this horse is not going to be coming back this campaign after the shocker first up, then it's a go zone for me because I don't believe there's more than one other chance. But if Just Fine, where you know the communication and looking at it from a market perspective is solid and you have to ignore that run completely, then there's at least three chances, Ralphie, and that means you shouldn't bet, right? So I'm just sitting here right now. I haven't made a final call, but if I play, it'll be Lindemann 2x8.
Red Card, we've discussed this yesterday. Red Card, Dashing Legend, Omni-Man, Airman. Now that you've got a bit more clarity about the track condition, or I suppose a bit more of a warning that the track condition could be on the soft side, does that change your thinking?
No, if the rain doesn't come, I want to back this horse, Red Card. Again, it's no luxury price. We're not going to get rich from it. But the reality is I really felt that and Airman both got the spot-on profile for ground conditions if that rain doesn't come. And, yeah.
Yep. You were keen on Les Vampires yesterday. Been some good market support. It was much of sort of about $5 yesterday. It's now about $4 here. What's your final thoughts race morning?
Well, it's like this. If we're sticking on the clean ground, so there's no visibility with the wet ground with this particular horse in terms of profile. And the challenge is this. If we're going clean, which has got to be a possibility, right, Ralphie? I've got to keep an open mind. I'm not going to shut my mind off right now because the rain still has to come, right? And hasn't. Yep. If that doesn't happen, the rain doesn't come, it's 2x10. I'm very, very keen. There are some dangers. The 9, Macarena, wouldn't surprise me if it beats me. Definitely wouldn't be surprised if Henman or Salcoats jump out of the ground and get victory. But I have a high level of confidence that this horse is going to be in the finish, top three. Adam Hieronymus is an excellent lead speed horse profiler. He's, you know, brilliant with his judgment. So hard to ignore. And I just feel the price is pretty good as well.
Certainly letting you on with the place on side. He's going to give a good sight. The Coolmore, final thoughts race morning. Moderate confidence, Zugotcha, Tropical Squall, Samana, Yonce.
Well, both Tropical Squall and Samana profile slightly better under certain scenarios, ground condition-wise. But from a professional betting point of view, if I can't back Zugotcha, I don't want to bet in the race, because whilst there are other chances, and I even give some consideration to Yonce and number 13, Hell Health No Fury, Hinge, they've all got chances, right? But Zugotcha is the primary runner for me. And it's hard for me to ignore, like, this is a genuine B-grade bet. We just got to see what happens with the weather, Ralphie. That's it.
So what is your either-or scenario with the weather with Zugotcha?
Well, if the rain comes down, it's one of these things, I still want to back it, right? And I'm just going to go 1x4.
Yep. Nice and simple.
Yep.
Okay. More victorious. Has been jumping out of the ground the last two starts. You've got it on top from Democracy Manifest, Detonator Jack, Palmetto, as we discussed yesterday. There's an argument to made that Detonator Jack's good enough class-wise. Be interesting what the parade market says. What's your thoughts, race morning?
This is heartache, because I actually feel that the 13 is an outstanding betting proposition today. And if all things had been normal for this time of the year and the rain wasn't there, I'd be saying, guys, let's go in 2x10 and be super confident of, you know, because again, Rachel King, excellent front riding tactician, brilliant. Love what this stable can do. That run last start was absolutely no fluke. I go through the wet track profile and I want to get the vomit bucket out, right? And it's frustrating, right? So I just sit here saying, well, at the moment, I'm on the fence with it, because if this ground stays slow, I can't back it. And the horse could probably still win, but it isn't going to have my money.
But if it's drier, you will be with it.
I will be with it. And I don't want to back any other horse. Like, Democracy Manifest profile's excellent. It's got the right rider profile. Has a profile on the wet ground, so it's a green light there. You can easily miss the lanes, Ralphie, with that horse.
Yep.
And James can do this, right? Because it's just that little narrow strip, right? And then all of a sudden, if you're in eight lanes, eight, nine, and possibly 10, you're in the no-go zone. You're in the technical, I call it the quicksand. So that was the negative for me. Now, Palmetto is another horse that gets a golden run, but its profile's not that solid when you really look through its wet track profile.
I assume Detonator Jack, rather, is a horse that you can be promoted if it is wetter.
Well, for sure.
On and, cup day that time.
This is the thing. You know, Jason Collett, he's a hard man to bet sometimes, right? And these are the problems. I call him the sleepers. He's excellent, because sometimes he goes to sleep. Right? He does. He goes to sleep. I've watched him. If I count some how much money he costs me from time to time, whenever I'm usually with him, I have to have a downgrade in the best. Not that I don't want to be with him, because I just know he's asleep sometimes. That's all.
Yeah, so some people were in your corner, some aren't. All right, last race, there'll be a lot talk about. We've discussed this previously, Vince. When there's been an odds-on winner, if there's a couple of other short-price winners, these odds can avalanche to $1.20, $1.30 at the moment. Tavi Times, $1.50. The case you made yesterday for a Bolter was superior to consider, and the others that you've got in this market are Gently Rolled and Wind Chat. Final thoughts.
Well, everything does obviously point to Tavi Time, right?
Yep.
If the rain cut comes, then I expect that horse to drift. Then it may not drift, right?
Yep.
It may stay short, but I would say that's a huge risk. Wind Chat, I don't like its profile on wet ground at all. It's horrible, but looks like it could completely control the race up front. Gently Rolled, Superium, both. Well, Gently Rolled gets the ground better than Superium, right? So yep. If we're drawing, Superior's 100%, you know, I would absolutely have it in my multi, but can you go out there and put 1x4 on it? I'm considering it, Ralphie.
Yep.
I'm considering it as a speculative play.
Right. Okay. There's that to round off the day. All right. We've hopefully helped you with the information in addition to the latest you've got from the race speed profiles, because it is a bit of an either-or situation, Vince, but you'll be tracking the conditions greatly, and I suppose that's the final word for our listeners there, Vince, to just keep an eye on those conditions.
Yeah, well, this is the important part, and maybe what I might be able to do, I don't know if you're around or about, Ralphie, maybe if I can get that intel very quickly for the first race, I can just send you an email. Maybe you can tweet it out, you know, or X it out, whatever they call it these days.
No, if that's the case, what we'll do, we'll send that to our customers.
Okay, and then that way there,
equipment, then yeah. You can just give a quick line on what you've seen from race one.
Yeah, and this is it, and that's the importance. I'm really keen to see what it looks like on the Raws come through that first race.
Good stuff. All right, best of luck with your plays today. Once again, thanks so much for being a customer.